This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Right now we have on the line with us the fabulous circus performer Tara Silcock to talk about the upcoming show in Melbourne for the season of Precarious by Circus Oz. Welcome to the show, Tara.
Hey, thanks for having me. How you doing?
No worries, we're doing great. So you're here with Sarah and Moni, and first we just really want to know, what was it that made you want to run away with the circus, and how did you end up joining Circus Oz?
I know, it's been a bit of a journey. It's been lovely, actually. So I started circus when I was at primary school, and they had a circus and drama program, and I saw a man balance four chairs on his face. I remember just sitting there being like, why? Like, why would you do that? And just thinking it was absolutely amazing. And then since then, I was like, I just want to do it. And I was a really, really shy, like very, very, yeah, very timid kid. But then I got involved in the classes, and then I just started having the best time ever. And, you know, I wasn't that great at sport, and I just was not into competitive things, really. And then circus was just such a lovely outlet for energy and also exercise, but in a more kind of artistic way and in a much more different way. So from then I started circus, and that was only one class a week, but I was like, oh, I need to do more. And so I did more and more until every night I was riding my bike like from circus school to circus school all around Brunswick, and I kind of did that till high school and like through high school. And then I got into NICA, which is the National Institute of Circus Arts, because I heard there was a program where you could do like your year 12 in year 11 along with circus. So I did that, and after that I got into the bachelor program as well, and then I just haven't stopped since. But what's been really nice is that first teacher is still teaching at Circus Oz now, and one of my early teachers was in Circus Oz. So when I was younger, I remember going to all the shows and watching all the shows, and now being in it, it's just kind of done a full circle and a loop, which has been really special.
That's awesome.
Sounds really cool. I think, Tari, it's Moni here. You started doing the circus from, I think you were about 8 or 9, so when you were young.
Yeah.
What was the one sort of trick, I think you call them tricks, that you sort of mastered? It was like foot juggling one of them, or are there other things that you sort of mastered early on?
No, I didn't do foot juggling, which is like my main thing now, until about 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I had no idea it even existed, because it's a really bizarre skill. Like, you see, like, some circus crosses over into all different types of things. Like, you got dance, and you got gymnastics, and you got aerials, but then foot juggling is just, it's just weird, to be honest. Like, you're lying on your back with your legs in the air, juggling giant umbrellas with your feet. Like, that's just stupid, really. But that's what, it's like a, actually, in China, it's a really traditional skill. So it was only until I went to NICA where I met a Chinese trainer called Diana Zhang. And I was actually injured at the time. I couldn't run, I couldn't jump. I used to do a lot more aerials and like trapezes and things like that. And then I couldn't do anything. And so she's like, here, lie on the box, lie in the corner with this box on your feet. Just try and kick it around. You know, it's very like Mr. Miyagi style. And it turns out I could do it. And I was like, secretly I'm a bit of a slow learner at most things, but that it clicked. I was like, oh, this is good. And then so that's when I continued with that.
That's so cool. Is it all as exciting as it sounds, like learning like circus arts and everything?
Yeah, I think so, because you get to go to beautiful places. It really all just depends what you do. It's a lot of hard work. I think people can see the fun side of it, or, you know, nice circus and it's crazy, but actually the amount of hours you have to put in, like with foot juggling, for instance. When I was, like, in the height of my training time, I was doing about 5 hours of foot juggling a day. So that's, like, by myself, staring up at the ceiling, doing a lot, just foot juggling before about 5 hours. And got a little bit loopy, which I guess maybe helps when it comes to joining the circus. But, yeah, it's a lot of, you know, blood, sweat and tears, quite literally.
Did you get many breaks in between?
If I didn't drop, I was just talking about this the other day, because I got quite a shocking memory, and someone's like, it's just all the blood that rushes to your head. I'm like, you could be right, because, you know, sometimes I'd lie down if I didn't drop, I would drop generally within an hour, but usually I could go an hour without coming up from being like on a gradual slope, so you don't realise how much blood's actually going to get into your sit up and you're like, ooh, everything is spinning right now.
It does seem interesting and crazy as well, but it also sounds awesome. But in terms of organising a show, like organising a small school play can be difficult, but Precarious is a 70-minute non-stop spectacle of aerobatic mayhem. How long does it take to choreograph and prepare this one show?
Well, what was different, I guess this is my first, I came into Circus Oz when I was replacing another performer that left the company, and so I was going into an already made show that was with Model Citizens last year, and so there was already a structure, there was already a set up storyline, there was a whole show, and I just had to find my own paths within that show. But this one is great because a whole bunch of us have been, all of us are there right from the creation.
Nice.
And so it's a lot different. Like our director, Kate Fryer, she came in with a storyboard. It's kind of moved around slightly somewhat since. But yeah, she came in with a storyboard and we kind of improvised around some of those scenes. We all had characters already, so we got given some research to kind of look at to research our characters. And then it's just going from scene to scene and nutting it out, practicing, like, you know, our skills together and what scenes have what skills in them. And then, yeah, it's a lot of, just lots and lots of hours on the floor, lots of fun, lots of, like, hard work.
So what's your part in the show?
So basically the show is set around a ministry for seed. And a ministry for the environment. And basically, it's kind of like the seed bank that I realised, I was there last year, I was in Norway walking around, like, oh, this is where the seed bank is. And this is what our show is kind of based around, if there's a ministry for the seeds. And so we've got, just like, it's a classic bureaucracy. Like, even though it's for the environment, you know, you've got your bosses, you've got your labourers, you've got your kind of floor workers. And so I'm one of the workers on the floor that's kind of in charge of quality control of the seeds. Basically, me and my friend Lachlan, in a muddle-up of parcels, we've realised that we've got the last kind of genetically modified seed. Somehow, in kind of clown world, we end up losing it. And because of all the tremors that are happening on the outside of the world, whilst, you know, everything takes so long to do in an organisation, whilst we've got that, the world is kind of going down, really, and it turns out all the other seeds are lost apart from this one that we end up losing. So then our kind of journey is, we actually know where it is, but isn't it hard to reach place at the moment, so we're going to try and hide it from everyone else. So my journey is more of a kind of clown role, as well as like doing some hula hoops and some acrobatics with everyone else. But yeah, that's my kind of role, is being a general idiot. And yeah.
Well, you spoke about your role in the show. What's your dream outside of the show? Is Circus Oz the ultimate goal for you, or do you have other ambitions and dreams that you want to achieve?
I want to do everything. Circus Oz, like, when I was younger, I was like, oh, man, I wish I could be in Circus Oz. I'm like, oh, my goodness, now I'm actually in it. It's quite funny because a lot of the stuff I do is, like, it ends up being more cabaret, and I've been doing that since graduating Nike, kind of travelling the world doing that kind of thing. But being an ensemble, it is so nice just to have, like, when I was touring around Europe, I was lugging, you know, a 2-metre-high martini glass, about 100 hula hoops, a foot-juggling chair, and, like, 5 umbrellas with me everywhere, and that is exhausting by itself. But then, like, when you've got a team, you're just travelling around together, and it's so nice. So I love working in ensembles, so definitely Circus Oz has been a dream of mine, and I'm so happy I get to do it now. But, you know, in the future, I think I'd love to do much more. I'd love to, you know, create solo shows too. I'm one of those people that I just need to do everything. And
it does sound like such an awesome career path where you can go kind of anywhere. It's like there's no rules for it.
You can, and yeah, like at the end of the year, we're travelling, we've got an international tour with Model Citizens, which will be great. Basically, yeah, you're going to do what you love and show your art around the world, and also all around Australia, which has been really amazing. I love the national tours, especially just seeing parts of Australia, because you live here and it's your country, but then you realise that you actually don't know much about it. And travelling into all these rural towns is really, really fun and really beautiful.
Yeah, definitely. And so for the people who have never been to the circus before, tell us why they should head down to Circus Oz's premiere of Precarious in Melbourne.
Well, so Modern Citizens is... I just fell off the chair. So Circus Oz is turning 40 this year. And so the shows have kind of followed a somewhat kind of... It's had quite a style for a while, and this show, I think it's quite different to how it's been for the last few years. So I think it's going to be it's a really interesting time, I think, in Circus Oz's life to see this new kind of brand of... It's very narrative-driven. It's kind of... It's a lot more theatrical than maybe some... Actually, lots of Circus Oz shows are theatrical, but it's theatrical in a much different kind of way. And it's a smaller tent, so it's a lot more intimate, so you're very close to the performers. So we're going from about a 1,300 tent to it's about 400, so it's really close, which automatically creates a much more intimate vibe, and I think it's, addressing issues that are quite important to today, especially today, really.
It does sound like it's going to be so much fun, so I definitely recommend...
It's a botanical garden. It's beautiful. Yeah. The gardens are my favourite place.
Beautiful place as well. So, yeah, so if anyone wants to head down, it's for audiences of all ages. Definitely grab some tickets, grab some friends, grab some family, and head down. And you can see Tara performing as well. Tickets are on sale now, and the season is from the 26th of June to the 15th of July. So,
and we'll chuck all that information on our Facebook Zero page for you guys to wander and find more information about that.
Yep. So thanks so much for joining us here today, Tara.
No, thanks for chatting.
Yeah, so excited to head down, and I'll definitely head down and watch you perform. That'll be so awesome.
You'll be a little geek in the corner. It's going to be Sarah.
Yep.
Yeah, wave from on stage. It'll be beautiful.
Sure thing. Okay, well, thanks so much for joining us here.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.